listener production.
Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. A man's been questioned by police about a tragedy in Sydney. A 3-year-old child died after being left in a hot car in Glenfield, where the temperature has reached the mid-30s. A crime scene has now been established. Procedures are in place to store a tiny radioactive capsule safely tonight in Perth. It's set to arrive this evening from the state's north, a day after being found on the side of the Great Northern Highway south of Newman. The Prime Minister has described the discovery as remarkable. Liberal power broker Nick Gowran has voluntarily given up his role as the party's parliamentary secretary. It's a major step for new leader Libby Medham, who's confirmed Steve Martin will take over Mr. Gowran's former role.
I'm pleased that Nick made that decision to step aside. I'm pleased to have Steve Martin as the new parliamentary secretary.
A working group advising the federal government on the voice to parliament is close to finalising the wording for the constitutional change. It met today with the Prime Minister and opposition leader with a referendum plan for later this year. Co-chair Megan Davis says ultimately it'll be decided by voters, not politicians.
The working group has made significant progress on the referendum question and the constitutional amendment to be put to the Australian people. Final recommendations will be given to the government in the next month.
A state memorial service will be held later this month to remember Olivia Newton-John. It's being held in Melbourne on February 26 and will include a performance by Delta Goodrum. In sport, Perth Scorchers bowler Matt Kelly is eyeing off a return for this weekend's Big Bash final. He's been on the sidelines since being hit in the face with a ball, but he's in the mix to replace Lance Morris, who's on national duties.
I'm pretty much back to myself. Obviously, it was a very different week for me. Would have loved to be out there on the weekend, but just glad to see the boys got the job done and hopefully I'll be ready to go this weekend.
The Sydney Sixers are facing the Brisbane Heat in the Challenger match this evening. The winner will take on the Scorchers in the decider at Optus Stadium on Saturday.